So over the last few weeks, we've been starting to think a bit together about those parts of our scriptures, both what we call Old and New Testament, or what our Jewish friends would call the scriptures and the New Testament. We've been looking at them, at the way in which they help us to see who Jesus is and how he fulfills promises that are given in that first part in the Hebrew Scriptures, what Christians call the Old Testament. And you might have heard there in the passage that Barry kindly read for us, this promise given to Moses that God will send a prophet like him, a prophet like Moses. And you might also have heard in the reading that Debbie gave, that Jesus refers to himself as a prophet. Surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. And it seems to be one of these pictures of Jesus is that he is a prophet. Now, we're going to have a little bit of a think about that together. But before we do, I just want to sort of press the pause button and say, let's not get too worried about this word prophet. Okay, it's a wonderful, wonderful word, a deeply biblical word and a powerful word, and a word which I hope will help us to understand more of who Jesus is and what he does. The reason that perhaps some of us might get a little bit worried about it is because many of our lovely, lovely Muslim friends, amongst whom we live and work, they say, of course, that Jesus is a prophet, and then they put a full stop, okay? And we want to say, yes, Jesus is a prophet, but then we put a comma, okay? We put a comma and we say, but he's lots of other things as well, okay? But let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater, okay? Jesus is a prophet. And we're going to have a think together about what it means for Jesus to be a prophet. Right, I do need a little bit of help now, a little bit of help, and I'm hoping that a child will come and help me. Just it's very short, very brief, ever so easy. Hannah, will you help me? No? No? Okay, sorry, you're hiding. I thought you were moving. Okay, fine. Phoebe, would you help me? Phoebe, would you help me? Give me a hand. Give me a hand just for a minute. Yeah? No? Yeah? Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well done, well done, well done, well done, well done. Right. Brilliant. Right. Come down here. Okay, now then, this is a megaphone. Okay, this is a megaphone. Okay, and what I want you to do, I want you to hold on to it. Okay, hang on. And in a moment, I want you to go toot-toot, like that. Okay, through the megaphone. Hang on. I've got to give you the signal. Okay, are you ready? In a moment, I want you to go toot-toot, like that. Okay, ready? One, two, three. Let's try again. Ready? One, two, three. Whoa, look at that. How could it do that? Just try once more. Let's try, I'm going to do it really loud this time. Ready? Ready? Are you ready? 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 One, two, three. Whoa, look at that! How do you think that's happening? How do you think that's happening?
I don't know.
You don't, go and say that again.
I don't know!
Right. Do you know what? Somewhere in the building, there is a trumpet. Do you know that? And when you go, whoo-hoo, the trumpet goes at the back. Ooh. Do you know there might be a trumpet in the building? Okay. Do you think you might be able to find the trumpet? It's not working anymore, is it? Any chance you might be able to... Take that and see if you can find the trumpet. See if you can find the trumpet. Okay. Now, while they're doing that, while they're seeing if they can find the trumpet, okay, what I want you to think about is how Jesus proclaims. You see, That's what prophets do. They proclaim the word of the Lord. Whether it's Moses or Elijah or Isaiah or Jeremiah or Ezekiel or all those. Okay, did you find it, Phoebe? You haven't found it yet. Did you find it? You found it! Okay. Do you want to just hold it up nice and high so everyone can see? There it is! Hey! Well done, and a big thank you to Ernst for giving us a quick cameo of his trumpet playing skills. Okay. So the first thing that prophets do is they proclaim the word of the Lord. And you often hear that, don't you, in the Hebrew scriptures. Hear the word of the Lord. Thank you very much indeed. Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, hear the word of the Lord. And when Jesus comes, the first thing we're told that he does after his baptism, he goes in after John is baptized, he proclaims the good news. So first and foremost, prophets proclaim the word of the Lord. Jesus proclaims the good news. Now then, another thing that prophets do. Okay, here we go. Right. Now then, any children want to come and just help me with this bit of maths here? Hannah, way to go, way to go, way to go. Brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. Really kind of you. Okay, right. There you go. Okay. 1 plus 1 equals?
2.
Excellent. 2 plus 2 equals?
4.
Lovely. 3 plus 3 equals?
6.
Wonderful. Have you got any idea?
I've got no idea.
Okay. Can I tell you something? I've got no idea either. Absolutely not. Maybe somebody else, maybe towards the end, might explain it to us. But I have no idea. If you were given that problem at school, what would you say to the teacher?
I thought you were teaching us times tables.
Yeah, excellent. Brilliant, brilliant. Can I take that? Big round of applause for Hannah. Please, thank you very much. That's great. Okay. Prophets teach, don't they? They teach the word of the Lord. They say, now look, this is what the Lord is saying, and this is what it means. This is how to apply it. They teach the word of the Lord. And that's what Jesus does. He teaches the word of the Lord. If you know what we call the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, it's an amazing sermon. And time again, Jesus says, you have heard that it was said this, but I tell you this. You've heard, do not murder. I tell you, don't even be angry. Okay? Don't even be angry. Don't let it even start in your heart. We know that when Jesus talks about worry, he says, look at the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. Look, God gives all this. Stop worrying. When he talks about forgiveness, he tells that parable, doesn't he, about the servant who's forgiven a tiny little debt. And no, he's forgiven a great big debt, isn't he? Sorry, he's forgiven a great big debt. And then he goes out and finds someone who owes him just a tiny bit. And says, look, you've got to forgive him. You've got to forgive him. Jesus is the best teacher. So just like prophets teach the word of the Lord, Jesus teaches us truth. Teaches us truth. So, he proclaims and he teaches. Now, the last one. I'm asking if there are any children under the age of 7, okay, who can find in church a lion. Are there any children under the age of 7 who can find in church a lion? Okay, Phoebe, can you find, you're the right age, you're 5. Can you find a lion? Any other children under the age of maybe 8? 8? Chloe's going to 9. Any children under the age of 9? Yeah, go for it, Hannah. Can you find a lion? Can you find a lion? There is a lion in St. Christopher's today. Okay? Can you find... Hey! They found it. Okay, bring it... Okay. Johnny, just bring it together, all three of you. Bring it together. That's lovely, 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 lovely. Right, wonderful. Wonderful. Right. Let's move this out of the way. Okay, here we go, here we go, here we go. Right. Okay. Right. Chloe, what noise does a lion make? Do you know what noise a lion makes? No. Okay, Hannah, what noise does a lion make?
Roar.
Okay, Phoebe, what noise does a lion make? Excellent, excellent. Very good. Anyone ever seen a lion? Ever seen a lion?
On TV.
It's on TV. Yeah, have you seen a lion? Have you seen a lion in a zoo or anything?
Zoo?
You have seen a lion in a zoo?
I have.
Safari park?
Safari park.
All these things. Brilliant, brilliant. Can I borrow the lion? Thank you very much. Great. Let's give Chloe and Phoebe and Hannah a big round of applause. Thank you very much. Okay. Right. I need to just show you something. Okay. Now, people of a certain age will know who this is. Okay? It dates you almost immediately. Okay? What's the name of this lion? Far, there you see. And what program did it come on? No. Was it the Herb Garden? Wasn't it on the Magic Roundabout? Ah. Oh. I thought it was the Magic Roundabout. Forgive me. It's the Herb Garden because he's parsley and he's a herb. Yes, got it. Okay, parsley is a lion. And do you remember what parsley used to say? I'm a very friendly lion. I'm a very friendly lion. Can I let you into a secret? Okay? Lions are not very friendly. Okay? They really aren't. All right. Now then, I want to just sort of put two things together here. Now, forgive me if I'm just confusing things slightly. I hope you won't get confused. Prophets are not very friendly. Prophets are an absolute pain. Just think about it for a minute. When Moses went to Pharaoh, was he friendly? No. Let my people go. And he kept saying it, let my people go. When Nathan went to David, when David had done those terrible things with Bathsheba and Uriah, Nathan will not let him off the hook. When Elijah stands up against Ahab and Jezebel because they are leading Israel to worship other gods, Elijah is an absolute pain. And right the way through the scriptures, the prophets are a pain. They are a pain to the people in charge. And you remember, right down into Jesus' time, John the Baptist, he is a pain because he calls people to repentance and he even says to little King Herod, not big King Herod when Jesus was born, but his son called little King Herod, you cannot have your brother's wife. And he gets thrown into prison and ultimately gets his head chopped off. Prophets are a pain. When Jesus comes, he is also a pain. And one of the words, one of the titles of Jesus is that he is the Lion of Judah. He is somebody who has teeth. Now, you might know the story of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Beautiful, beautiful story by C.S. Lewis. And when the children go through into Narnia, into that magical, wonderful place, they meet Mr. and Mrs. Beaver, okay? And because it's Narnia, Mr. and Mrs. Beaver can talk, okay? And they are telling the children about this lion who's called Aslan. And they describe Aslan. They describe his strength and his power and his majesty. And one of the children says to Mr. and Mrs. Beaver, is he safe? And the next words, I think, should be written over the door of every church in the country, okay? He is not safe, but he is good. What a description of Jesus. He is not safe, but he is good. Jesus stands in this wonderful tradition of the prophets, being a pain, having teeth, being strong, speaking the truth. He loves us. If you know Billy Joel, you'll know that lovely song, "I Love You Just the Way You Are." Okay? That's half the truth. Jesus loves you just the way you are. But he loves you far too much to leave you just the way you are. He will begin to say things to you. Have you forgiven that person? Why are you holding that grudge? Why haven't you invited that person round? Why aren't you being generous with your time and your gifts and your talents and your money? Why aren't you reflecting my love? Why aren't you being as I know you can be? And you start thinking, hang on a minute, this isn't what I signed up for. And Jesus looks at you and he loves you and he says, I know who you can be. Let's work on this together. Jesus is the promised prophet. He proclaims the good news that God has now drawn near and he is going to rescue us all. He teaches the way and he challenges us with the truth. Okay? And he does all these things to us. He tells us the good news. He teaches us the way. And he challenges us with the truth. Jesus is not only a prophet, but he is a prophet. And praise God that he does all these things in our lives. Amen.